In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free, the land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. Decades later, as a Republican senator, McCain would return to Vietnam. He championed the restoration of ties between Washington and Hanoi, leaving the past behind.
Look, there's some individuals that mistreated me in prison that I hope I never see again. But that doesn't change my opinion that the Vietnamese people are wonderful and dear friends, and we need them and they need us.
McCain became a persistent critic of Trump's governing style and policies, as well as hyper-partisanship in Washington, culminating with a decisive vote scuttling a Republican health care plan President Trump had championed. No. McCain was revered by Democrats and Republicans alike.
Courage and loyalty. I can think of no better description of the man we're honoring tonight, my friend John McCain.
John McCain, perhaps above all the politicians of recent years, was willing to reach across the aisle to try to do things that were good for the country.
Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end.
I'm the luckiest guy on earth. I have served America's cause.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.